welcome to Law Library Insights. My name is Kayla Fertig, and I'm a reference librarian at the Cleveland Law Library. Today, we will explore the evolution of the bar exam, specifically how things have changed right here in Ohio and what future exams will look like. Believe it or not, the bar exam wasn't always a written test. The first recorded bar exam in the United States happened in 1763 in Delaware, when it was still just a colony. Back then, you would stand in front of a judge in open court and take an oral assessment. Candidates didn't need to go to law school. They typically trained through hands-on apprenticeships or clerkships. By 1860, all but two states had established oral bar examinations. States began replacing oral tests with more formal written exams. The first state to offer a written bar exam was Massachusetts in 1855. Between 1890 and 1920, the majority of states adopted the written format. Right here in Ohio, the written bar exam dates back to the early 20th century. According to the newspaper The Lantern, the 1915 bar exam was open to candidates with a first-class high school diploma and those who had completed 3 years of legal study. The test was held at the Knights of Columbus building in Columbus, and 300 applicants sat for the two-day test. Up until the late 20th century, every state crafted its own test. To create nationwide consistency, the National Conference of Bar Examiners, NCBE, introduced the multi-state bar exam in 1972, followed later by essay and practical drafting components. By 2011, the NCBE formally launched the Uniform Bar Examination, UBE, a standard assessment combining all three components into a transferable score. Missouri became the first to adopt, and today over 40 jurisdictions use the UBE while setting their own passing scores. At the recommendation of the 2018 Task Force, the Supreme Court of Ohio unanimously adopted the UBE starting in July 2020. What timing, right? The launch of the UBE in Ohio coincided with the COVID-19 pandemic, forcing the Board of Bar Examiners to pivot to remote online testing. When in-person testing returned, Ohio expanded its testing sites beyond Columbus to include regional locations in Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Toledo, making the process far more accessible and affordable. So what's next? The bar is undergoing a major redesign called the Next Gen Bar Exam. The legacy UBE was a grueling 12-hour, two-day test which focused on legal doctrine. This format hinged on memorization and issue spotting. The Next Gen Bar shortens the test time to 9 hours over a day and a half. The Next Gen focuses on real-world problem solving and foundational skills like legal research, client counseling, and document drafting. Next Gen Bar officially debuted in 10 jurisdictions in July 2026, with Ohio adopting the new format in July 2028. That two-year delay gives Ohio time to figure out Next Gen Bar testing rollout and any curriculum adjustments. So whether you're studying for the bar under the legacy UBE format or preparing to be Ohio's first Next Gen Bar class of 2028, one thing's for certain. The path to becoming a lawyer looks a whole lot different today than it did standing in front of a judge in 1763. Thank you for listening to Law Library Insights. Remember to stay informed, lead with kindness, and support your local library. You could check out the Cleveland Law Library on the fourth floor of the old courthouse. We are open to the public every Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We hope to see you soon.